To be or not to be? That has always been the question. But this week we found out the answer, not in Hamlet, but in Shakespeare's poetry. As part of the global campaign called Shakespeare Lives, the founders of the so-called New Writers' Theater Festival organized a special evening in Zagreb. People read their favorite sonnets by the greatest English writer.
When in disgrace with fortune and men's eyes, I all alone beweep my outcast state, and trouble deaf heaven with my bootless cries, and look upon myself and curse my fate, wishing me like to one more rich in hope, featured like him with friends possessed, desiring this man's art and that man's scope.
But it's more than just reading, says Lana Brčić, who came up with the idea to organize the event.
Reading, in a way, and Bard would say that, is also writing. You know, whenever you read something, you're rewriting the text. So that's why we wanted to read publicly, because that means writing anew.
For actor Marko Cindrić, who is also one of the organizers, Shakespeare's sonnets are a way of connecting with himself.
It's very emotional. I mean, you need to know how to read them, because it's full of clues. If you read them right, if you find the code inside of them, then I think it's very nice to share them with the audience, because you can find something inside of yourself that you can sort of share through a sonnet, and I think that's very special.
And what have you found?
Solitude, depression, and love.
Goes together well.
Yeah.
My mistress' eyes are nothing like the sun. Coral's far more red than her lips red. If snow be white, why then her breasts are dun. If hair be wires, black wires grow on her head.
Shakespeare unexpectedly used an old form of sonnets to write something that was completely out of the box, says Lana.
Shakespeare's like, oh, I'm going to write about a guy, and then maybe at the end I'm going to write about a woman, but then I'm not going to talk about how she's so heavenly and, you know, this almost angelical being. I'm going to talk about her body and the carnal side of her.
A special guest on the stage was the famous British movement director and actor Johnny Hoskins. He experiences Shakespeare's verses in a whole different way.
The amount of tension that you hold in the body, the amount of tension that you release, that expresses a certain emotion. And the poetry of the language often is the key to the door into the emotional language of a scene. There are all sorts of emotions, all the emotions of the human experience, I think, without probably any exceptions, are expressed through Shakespeare's poetry.
Four centuries later, the Bard's sonnets still touch our hearts.
It's so universal that you can still interpret it and reinterpret it and reread it after 400 years, obviously, and it doesn't fade away, doesn't it? I don't think it ever goes out of style.
And one of the things he did is he expressed the internal world of the human experience in the terms of the external world. So he talked about love as a flower.
And I think it's very important to keep the legacy alive and to sort of explore the ways how to share Shakespeare's stories. And I think you can do it. And I think, like, after we're, you know, gone in 500 years' time, he's still going to be alive.
Shakespeare never went out of style, but his poetry is a box we should open more often. This evening in Zagreb reminds us why that is so true.
Then, of thy beauty do I question make, that thou among the wastes of time must go, since sweets and beauties do themselves forsake, and die as fast as they see others grow, and nothing gainst time's scythe can make defence, save breed to brave him when he takes thee hence.